Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Kirk House is a rising musician based in Abilene, known for his performance as the Kirk House Band. Since then, he has been performing numerous solo acoustic gigs beyond various locales in the big country. He is returning to Abilene for a concert this weekend at Bar 14 on South 14th Street, and he joins us now in the studio to tell us more. Kirk House, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Appreciate you guys having me. I'm glad to be here.
All right. And you've had quite a localized success so far, I guess we'd call it. You're known for covers of some songs, as well as quite a few original works. How did it all begin for you?
Man, it all kind of started. I moved to Abilene here, I guess, around end of 07, right at 08, and moved here. I haven't been playing guitar all that long, but I moved here and met a guy named Happy Fat. He's an old blues guy, and we just became best friends, and he let me start playing a couple of songs during his breaks, and before I knew it, a couple of venues were asking me if I could do my own show, and I just asked him, give me a month or two, and I have it ready. I think the first place that was the Seafood Tavern, Bedford Street Pub, and so it all started there. So that's why I still play there now also, because, I mean, that's kind of where I started. And so it's been fun. It's been great.
Kind of your home as a musician, and it's quite interesting because you're actually from Arkansas.
Yes, from Arkansas and born and raised.
I see.
I'm a Texan now, though, I guess.
Yes. And you've performed many other gigs since then around Abilene with many events.
My philosophy kind of, man, if they'll allow you to play and if you can help out with it, most of the time I try to do it, unless there's scheduling conflict or I already have, you know, some type of a commitment or something like that. But I love music. I love playing. I love people. And music allows me to meet more people. And so why not do it?
And you're sort of in a transition at the moment. A lot of the regular members of your band have graduated or moved on. So now you've been performing a lot of solo and acoustic acts in locales far out of the state, actually, in as far away as California.
Yes, I've been flying back and forth from here to California pretty regularly here now, and California almost seems like home because I'm there so much. besides staying at a hotel, which is actually a lot of fun. Turn the AC up and turn it off when you leave, but when you're there, it's just blasting, so it's real cold and everything. But yeah, I've been flying back and forth, playing my own solo gigs out there, but also other bands have been hiring me to come in and either sing with them or also play guitar as well. And so I've been flying back and forth. I'm flying back out this weekend, actually, to play. And so it's been an adventure, to say the least.
Certainly. And one would have to ask of someone who was born in Arkansas, moved to Texas, and what led you to California to begin with?
Really, I don't know. Of course, like Austin or Memphis or other places like that, I think logically make more sense to go to. It'd probably be an easier move and everything else, but for some reason I have a piece about going to California as opposed to the other ones, and I do not know why, and I've always kind of been a person that kind of goes with my heart and kind of goes with what I have peace about, and I mean that has gotten me here and things have gone well thus far. I don't think I should change that.
Right.
And so that's kind of the way that I've always operated. I mean, that's kind of all I know to do, and so that's what I'm going on.
You know, California was sort of a recording mecca in the older days, which a lot of your music sort of is. It's in the style, kind of an older style of kind of the bygone
I really
years.
Like the classics. The new stuff is great also, but there's something about the musicianship of music in the earlier days that musicians had. I think in earlier times, musicians really took the time to hone the craft of their instrument, and no longer do you see that as often. And so there's something, I think, to be said about playing an instrument and learning that instrument and understanding that instrument and then venturing out to other instruments also. And so I have a love-hate relationship with my guitar. Sometimes I love it, other times I hate it. And then you start over again. And so, but I think there's something about it. And so I think plays a role in my music.
And now you're back in Abilene this weekend for this concert. What are some of the songs we'll be hearing?
Yeah, here's some originals. A song called Secrets has kind of been the one that's people have been requesting more than any of the other ones, and it's one of my favorite songs to sing. But you'll hear everything cover-wise from Stevie Wonder to Chris Cornell to Damian Rice to Foo Fighters. I mean, it's kind of all over the place. My voice allows me to be pretty versatile. I mean, you hear Stoney LaRue, you hear Randy Rogers, you hear Ryan Adams. It's all over the place. And a lot of times I just have people call out songs and take requests. I mean, a lot of times I get a lot of Hootie. You know, being a black guy that plays guitar, you have to know some Hootie.
Right, exactly. And
so I don't mind playing Hootie. So I'll play Hootie, then I'll go to Darius Rucker. And so, I mean, it happens, but I mean, it's all over the place. It's a lot of fun.
Certainly. And what would you say is the main draw? It's not just of this concert, but of your music in general.
I like to say that I'm kind of honest on stage. There's an honesty maybe in my music, I think, where it allows people to connect, where I connect with them and they also connect with me. And so I think that happens personally. And I think that also ventures over into the music. And so I think that's maybe part of the draw. So, yeah, there's a connection with me and the people who are there personally, and then there's that creates a connection with the music also. And so I think there's a honesty about that. I think there's something real about that, and when something's real, you can't really deny that. And I think that's part of it, which helps. And so I mean, the thing that I want to do is be real, and so that's what I try to do, and that's what I try to be.
We mentioned been going kind of back and forth to California. Uh-huh. What are some of your future plans in that regard?
Future plans is moving out there. Right now, I've been going back and forth to playing with other bands out there. One in particular being the Brian Rogers Band. We played last week at a place called Saint Rock and got to open up for Aaron Neville's brother, Cyril Neville, there. In which the lineup of the band includes like Devin Allman, Greg Allman's from the Allman Brothers' son, another guy named Mike Zito. The drummer for Derek Truck's band is in the band also, and of course Cyril himself. And then Dickie Betts' son is also setting in with the band every now and then. And so it's been awesome. But plans-wise, future-wise, is to figure out a lease out there where I'm going to be living. That's why I've been out there also so often. Like, I was just out there from the 10th through the 20th, out there playing, but also looking for places to stay. It's pretty expensive.
Right.
It's no Abilene. The cost of living is much. Of course, you make more money out there, but I mean, $1,100 a month is $1,100 a month.
Right.
You know, you could say it's relative to what you make, but it's still $1,100. And so, finalizing a lease and everything like that, and then go ahead and moving out there. And like I said, I've been setting up gigs, and hopefully, by the time those gigs get here, I'll already be moved out there. If not, I'll be flying back. So we'll see. But yeah, that's the plan, to go out there. And then there's also, I've had some people contact me about possibly doing some modeling, which at first I really don't know. I still don't know how I feel about it, but it's income. And so I was like, I'll model. I love smiling. And so I can smile all day. And so if I can get paid to smile, and I like to work out. So if I can get, it's almost getting paid to work out. And if that's the case, I don't mind doing it. And so that's some of the plans out there. Like I said, I've been making a lot of great contacts, just kind of networking while out there.
If this modeling thing takes off, you'll have a good perhaps album art material.
Yeah, exactly. that's good publicity also, yeah. You know.
on that note, are there any sort of recordings in the works for you?
Yes. I'm going to be... I have to call Terry Mashburn today out at Big Note Studios here, based here out of Abilene. I have to call him today, actually, because I met a lady in L.A. who works for the largest entertainment lawyer out there. And she was at my last show when I played at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And I was down there this time. Somehow ran into her at another concert at the Roxy. And she said, Kirk, I need something from you. She said, I usually don't do this, but I like you and like your music. And I was like, give me a hug. I love you. and so I need to record something here pretty quick so she can give to him. And so, like I said, yes, I've been very fortunate and blessed to run into some very genuine people out there. And it's, like I said, it's been an adventure. It's been awesome. Mm-hmm. So I really cannot complain about anything, really. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's things like that I don't think really happen just all the time, especially little me coming in from Texas and just kind of out there shaking people's hands and speaking to everybody. And it's like, you're not from here, are you? It's like, well, soon maybe.
Perhaps, yes. We'll certainly be keeping our eye out for you then. Looks like you've got a lot of big things on the way.
A lot of opportunities. Want to be a good steward of what I'm giving and, you know, try to make the most of each situation and in the circumstances.
Is there something you'd like to play us out with here?
Sure. I'll play it's a song called Secrets. It's a song I mentioned earlier. It's a song kind of about truth, about hardship, and it's a song that has a lot of feeling. It can be about many other things, I think, as well. Just kind of, I'll let the listeners interpret it. But truth, it's about hurt, it's about heartache. Secrets.
tired of living a lie.
Very nice. Shit. Very nice. Well, Kirk House, thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate you guys listening to me. I appreciate it means more to me than I could ever express or tell anyone how much the support that I received here from Abilene and also surrounding areas. But the support that friends here have given me here it's bar none. It's crazy, and so it really does mean the world to me. And so I thank you guys for that, for your support and your prayers and everything else. And it really does mean a lot. And so thank you for that.
That's Kirk House, formerly of the Kirk House Band, who's playing a concert at Bar 14 on South 14th Street this Saturday at 9 p.m. For more information about the artist, kirkhousemusic.com or on Twitter at Kirk House Music. Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.